time for a study of the bar story, Kelly, which is...
It's an example of what not to do.
Right. So this mistake technically is a setting the bar story, but the way it was received, kind of making Steve's feel seen.
Oh, great.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without giving the most feeble attempt at writing on a birthday cake, wishing Steve a happy birthday, when you work at the bakery, then you're doing okay.
Okay.
So this birthday cake was for a coworker, I believe. Mm-hmm. And a coworker was just picking up this birthday cake that had been ordered from like a Giant Eagle, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of like a, you know, a Kroger. So it's going viral on TikTok because the woman who picked it up posted it. And the handwriting on the birthday cake just says, "Happy birthday, Steve." But the caption says, the kid behind the counter said, "I'm sorry, I did my best."
It's like, okay, so he is not a seasoned cake decorator.
That is evident.
We'll say.
That is
so
evident.
So it was probably like, maybe they were short-staffed.
Yeah.
And they just maybe asked a guy. Maybe the kid was a normal, like a bagger.
Or just, yeah, worked in a different department.
Well, yeah, maybe he was a cashier and they're like, "Hey, can you watch the cake counter?"
Yeah.
And then, yeah, well, just,
yeah, then
in
all of a
comes
sudden,
the order. Someone's got to write it on icing. You know, with icing on the cake. Happy birthday, Steve. And he's probably like, "Oh, dang it."
It's just,
really?
It kind of looks like,
right,
you know, like a, I don't know, a kid wrote it,
yes,
you know?
It looks like kids writing in icing on a cake. The rest of it looks like it's decorated fine.
Yeah, it looks like
the message itself looks like child's writing.
Right. It looks like it was like a stock cake.
Yes.
So it was decorated already.
But
then
commenters are rolling in to save the day, saying, "The way I would cry from how adorable this is."
Yes.
"That is the most Steve cake I've ever seen."
That is the most Steve cake I've ever seen.
"I showed my husband Steve and he thinks it's perfect for a fellow Steve."
Yes.
"Happy birthday, Steve."
Yes.
Another person said, "If Steve doesn't like it, we don't like Steve."
That's right. If Steve thinks this is crap, then guess what, Steve? You are too.
Like, hire the kid permanently.
Oh, I know.
For the bakery department, because he's making people's day.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty funny. And
it's
like
adorable.
I said, the TikTok is super quick. It's just, there's no audio other than just music. But,
yep.
And the kid
behind the counter said, "I'm sorry."
and she even said that the lady who posted said, "As I was approaching, it looked like he was like, no, 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 no.
Just walk away. Just turn away. Just, go get a cake somewhere else. You don't need this cake.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry."
That's, you can almost see his face. You don't even know what he looks like.
Right.
You can almost see the face.
Right.
In your brain.
So again, technically maybe a setting the bar story, but again, the way it was received is just brilliant for Steve.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people walking in requesting,
"Hey, can I have that kid
write the birthday message on their cake from now on?"
Yep, exactly. We'll post it so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll have it on our stories on Insta on 99.7 DJX.
If Steve doesn't like it, we don't like Steve!
We don't like Steve!